This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is going ahead with its hearing today, even though a key witness backed out on appearing live this morning. Donald Trump's campaign manager, Bill Stepien's wife, went into labor, so he bailed on appearing this morning. But the panel marched ahead showing previously recorded testimony from the ex-campaign manager and others close to the president. He testified that they believed the 2020 presidential race was too close to call on election night. But Donald Trump nevertheless declared himself the winner.
My recommendation was to say that votes were still being counted. It's too early to call the race.
As Congressman Benny Thompson opened this morning's hearing, he said this about Donald Trump.
He betrayed the trust of the American people. He ignored the will of the voters. He lied to his supporters and the country. And he tried to remain in office after the people had voted him out.
Donald Trump calls the investigation a witch hunt. A federal trial is underway for a father and son from Delaware charged with storming the U.S. Capitol together. The father was photographed carrying a Confederate battle flag. During the trial's opening statements this morning, the defense attorney said Kevin Seyfried and his son Hunter never intended to interfere with the Electoral College vote count at the Capitol. An Iraqi man who's been held at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center for more than 15 years has pleaded guilty to war crimes charges for his role in al-Qaeda attacks against the U.S. and allied forces, along with civilians in Afghanistan. The price of gas is an eye-popping $5.01 a gallon on average. It's up 15 cents in a week. It's most expensive in California, where it's $6.43 a gallon. This is AP News. Ukraine's President Zelensky says the Russians are losing thousands of troops in Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday Russian casualties may pass 40,000 in June. Speaking to the nation in his 109th daily address since the start of the Russian invasion, Zelensky again calls for advanced air defense systems from the West. He claims such defenses would have averted many tragedies, including an airstrike on Sunday which injured 10 people, including a 12-year-old girl. Zelensky says people are still in hospitals. This strike had no tactical or strategic sense, just as the vast majority of other Russian strikes. This is terror, just terror, he says. The 12-year-old girl was from Kharkiv, escaping from the Russian army. As for the near 40,000 troops lost, Zelensky says in no other war in many decades has Russia lost so much. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.